Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. First of all, I wanted to invite and remind folks that we have our Side A Friday open house coming up this Friday, the 25th of October. Be sure to join us at the Extension office from 11 o'clock to 3 p.m. From 11 to 1, we'll have burgers and hot dogs on the grill, serving up a free lunch. You can also we'll be doing a drawing for ISU homecoming football tickets at a little before 1 o'clock, so make sure you get out there and get your name in for that. We'll also have photos with Cy. Cy will be hanging out with us from 11 to 3, Cyclone Tattoos, as well as a fun area for the kids to do some game playing, win a few prizes. We also will have drawings for awesome ISU Cyclone, as well as some extension prizes. We want to make sure and include everybody in on this. So if you are not an Iowa State University Cyclone fan, we'd still love you to come out and join us for lunch. You can register for lots of great extension prizes as well. Obviously, ISU Extension is available to everyone in the state, so we would like everyone to come out and celebrate all the work Extension does in Cass County. We'll have displays where you can learn a little bit more about our different program areas, some programs we have going on in the county, give you our feedback on some program direction and upcoming program ideas as well. Of course, we'll have those family fun activities, lots of good things going on and drawing for prizes throughout the entire afternoon. So come out and join us this Friday, the 25th of October, at the Cass County Extension office from 11 o'clock to 3 p.m. Well, if you've noticed, fall has arrived with a vengeance. If you're wondering what's going on in your yard and what you should be paying attention to right now, a couple common questions that we get this type of year. First of all, ornamental grasses. Should people be cutting those back this time of year? In general, the answer is no. Obviously, many of those ornamental grasses are providing color right now and will continue to provide that color, sound, and movement in the winter landscape. Because of these, we recommend cutting back those tall ornamental grasses in April in Iowa. You can cut those back to within 2 to 4 inches of the ground with either hand shears, lopping shears, or hedge trimmers. But it's best for the grass for your landscape, as well as for the crown of the grass to help it get some snow in there and keep it insulated through the winter if you leave that standing through the winter. Peonies, on the other hand, can be cut back after they've been destroyed by a hard freeze. In Iowa, this is usually late October or early November, a good time to cut those back after that first hard freeze. Once you have that freeze, you want to cut off the stems near the ground level. If they experienced any sort of foliar disease problems, or if you're not sure, you want to be on the safe side, you want to remove that plant debris from the area and destroy it to make sure that it's not spreading that disease through splashing back up on your new plants next year. Plants that are cut back in August or early September will have fewer blooms than those that are cut back in late fall once they have been frost-killed. Good to know. Asparagus foliage can be cut back to the ground after it has been destroyed by cold temperatures. However, we generally recommend that that dead foliage be allowed to stand over the winter, as the debris will catch and hold the snow, and that snow cover in turn will help protect the asparagus crowns from freezing and winter killing. This foliage allowed to remain in the garden over winter should be removed in late March or April before the new growth begins to emerge. As for mums, in general, any mums that you have planted in your garden will probably have shallow fibrous roots. The repeated freezing and thawing of the soil during the winter months can heave the plants out of the ground and cause severe damage or even frost death. General, our research has found that garden mums are more likely to survive the winter when the plants are left standing and not trimmed back over the winter. Also, for additional winter protection, we would recommend that you cover those garden mums with several inches of straw or pine needles in late November or early December for a little bit of additional insulation. Remove that mulch in early spring, late March or April would be a good time to do that. And at that time, you can also remove the dead mum debris from last year's crop. You may also be noticing as you drive around town that there are a number of trees showing very nice fall color this year. Now, fall color is definitely dependent on things such as temperature, rain, wind, and availability of sunlight. But you can also impact the fall color in your landscape by having the right trees, shrubs, vines, and perennials in your home landscape, as some of them are more likely to have that colorful fall foliage. A few shade trees that possess excellent fall foliage include the Freeman maple, Norway maple, red maple, sugar maple, white oak, red oak, and black gum trees. Freeman maples are hybrids of red and silver maples, and their leaves will be anywhere from orange to bright red in the fall. Some varieties of these would include Celebration, Autumn Blaze, and Sienna Glen. Easy Street, Emerald Queen, and Parkway are Norway maple cultivars that have a bright yellow fall foliage, and red maple cultivars such as Red Sunset or Red Point have a dark red foliage in the fall. Now, if you're not able to write all these down that quickly, you can certainly give us a call at the Extension office. We'd be happy to provide you with that list. You can also find it online at the Iowa State University Extension website. Just search colorful fall foliage. Some shrubs that you may want to consider if you're looking for fall color. Deciduous shrubs that get a very good fall color include the winged euonymus or the burning bush that would have bright red foliage in the fall. The fothergilla varies from yellow to orange to red, but is usually very good for fall color. Common witch hazel is also good for its yellow leaves in the fall. And the foliage of the Virginia sweet spire will vary in the fall from yellow to orange to reddish purple. Spice bush, staghorn sumac, and black haw viburnum also have yellow, red, and reddish purple foliage, respectively, and are all good things to add color to your fall landscape. There's a number of perennials and vines on this list as well. And again, if you would like that complete list, just give us a call at the Extension office. We'd be happy to send that out to you if you're looking to add a little spice to your fall palette in the landscape again, or you can find that on the ISU Extension website anytime. With questions or to learn more about anything we've talked about today, give us a call, 243-1132. Stop by the Extension office at 805 West 10th Street or visit us online anytime. Just search Cass County ISU Extension. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension office.